Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird.
With daybreak comes trouble, much as Barry McGuire wrote and sang 7 years ago. The eastern world is a-changing. We're on the eve of destruction. Surprise that open warfare in the Middle East resumes. It erupts on two fronts, with Israeli air, sea, and land units engaging with Egyptian forces on the south and Syrian units to the north. Each side claims the other started the hostilities. Cairo says Israel touched off the fighting by attacking two towns on the Gulf of Suez. Radio Damascus says Israeli jets launched ground attacks all along the ceasefire line. The Israeli military command is giving few combat details. One official does say that the Arabs attacked first. People are observing the holiest of their religious holidays this day, Yom Kippur. The message of the day seems to be slow down to 50 and save 20% more gas, or set the thermostat back to 68 and save the fuel. This is a busy day for the city, county, nation, and the world. From all corners are cries of an energy crisis. Around the world, most blame the energy crisis on the Middle East war. The Arabs have cut their export of oil to not only the United States, but also Britain, Canada, Japan, Holland, just to name a few. We thought we'd take a look at the energy crisis and try to put it in perspective. Locally, Jefferson County Fiscal Court knocks heads on Tuesday, and today they knocked for a solution. The meeting's the real gas. WKLO's Eileen Douglas gets tanked.
If you find that without outside help, you haven't been able to slow down to conserve the gas your auto eats, county government's already making good on its promise to legally lower speed limits. By next week, County Attorney J. Bruce Miller should be ready to introduce an ordinance at fiscal court that new reduced speed signs be posted on county roads. That whole process might take just a matter of weeks. What speed, you might ask? Well, they're not exactly sure yet, but since a great number of roads around here are state, not county roads, the county and state will work together to chop the same number of miles per hour off the present limits. Eileen Douglas, WKLO News.
The court also put some bread aside to pay the bus fare for any county employee that trucks to work by bus. We hope business and industry will follow suit. To top off the whole thing, Commissioner Glenn McDonald propels himself to the court meeting on a bicycle.
Pedaled from my home to downtown Louisville, which is approximately 6 miles, and took about 35 minutes. And so doing, I came into the road, which is parallel to the expressway along River Road, and with traffic backed up on the expressway, I was making about as much time as the people who was actually driving this morning. So I assume that I probably lost no more than 10 or 15 minutes at most, if that much, in peddling in.
Elsewhere, lights will be strung on the River City Mall, but they won't be turned on this year. Mall officials say the Christmas lights don't cost much, but they're afraid they could never persuade the public that that is the case. They won't flick the switch. It's busy on the Potomac. Well, do you want a heat in your home, or do you want a pollution-free city? That's the dilemma. The House already approves the controversial Alaska pipeline. Today, the Senate follows suit and ships the bill to Richard Nixon. In the Ukraine is Senator Mike Gravel. He's for the pipeline.
I think the Alaska pipeline will take around 2.5 years to 3 years to build. It will initially now have a capacity of about 1,200,000 barrels a day.
Then there's University of Wisconsin professor Chuck DeChaty. He's an economist, and he says that the American oil companies involved in the pipeline are planning to peddle their Alaskan oil to Japan to make more money. That fits right in line with what a Hoosier State Senator has to say. Mike McDevitt says U.S. petroleum exports are up 268% over a year ago. Yet, we have an energy crisis. Elsewhere on Capitol Hill, Congress continues to move in any and all directions to save fuel. WKLO's Joe Ewalt covers the beat.
The House and Senate Commerce Committees have approved legislation that would put the nation on year-round daylight savings time for 2 years. The bills are part of the energy conservation program proposed last week by President Nixon. They would make daylight savings time mandatory during the winter months. Included in the Senate bill is a provision allowing individual governors to petition the president for exemption from fast time. Exemptions could be made if it were proved that a time change would impose undue hardships or cause more energy consumption. The House bill would allow special exemptions for states that are divided by time zone boundaries. Both measures call for a government study of possible energy savings during the trial fast time period.
The House also approves and ships to the Senate a conference version of a bill requiring President Richard to allocate fuel supplies. Senate okay is expected tomorrow. The law would make sure the neediest users get petroleum products despite the energy crunch. And five more states propose speed limit restrictions. Maryland Governor Marvin Bendell declares a state of emergency. He orders complete inventory of state energy preserves and promises to establish a list of priorities. Around the world, another country bans Sunday driving. Holland says if you don't have a particular place to go, you best not do it. In Britain, England swings into a state of emergency. Talk is that gas rationing will probably start in Britain on Monday. The Parliament, the place where the emergency declaration comes from, sits the leader of the House of Commons. James Breyer salutes the problem.
In the first place, we shall take measures to
Secretary Stuart Udall calls Americans energy pigs who must change habits or take cold showers in about 60 days. What can we do? The Environmental Education Group announces that they are designing a proposal for government or private investment companies to produce a new type of energy plant called solar gen plant. It can use common seawater and the energy of the sun to produce hydrogen gas. The new plant uses a solar reflector capable of tracking the sun's movements and creating very high temperatures. The theory of the plant is to produce hydrogen gas by heating water to 2,500 degrees centigrade, a temperature so high that the elements oxygen and hydrogen found in water are separated. The design of the solar gen plant calls for its construction on or near large bodies of water in order to gather a maximum amount of solar energy. Studies by the Environmental Education Group show that the hydrogen gas, which burns five times hotter than conventional natural gas, could be shipped through regular gas pipelines already in existence. WKLO. Communicating with what energy we have left at 11:16.
Yeah.
Wood as Father, Richie Havens as Hawker, Ringo Starr turns into Uncle Ernie, and Rod Stewart is just the local kid. WKLO communicates. At Wagoner High School Way, there's a school newspaper by name the Chit Chat. As all school papers, there's a sports editor. Unlike all school papers, that sports editor is a girl, Sally Tolles, a girl sports editor.
I really don't feel any difference than anybody else. I think, to me, it doesn't make that much difference whether it's a boy or a girl. It had its drawbacks, though.
Sally, you being a girl at all, what you know about sports?
Pretty much. I've been a cheerleader for 4 years. So I've been right in the midst of it all this time. So that's made it easier for me.
Up and down the halls, Sally, what's the reaction?
Most people just kind of laugh at me, really. They crack jokes, and the guys think it's real funny, but they... So far, they haven't seemed to think anything was wrong with it.
You know, Sally, the Kentucky Colonels have a female board of directors. Do you parallel yourself with them?
Maybe a little bit. I don't know. I don't really know that much about it. I think if they can run the Colonels, I can certainly be sports editor of a high school newspaper.
One drawback, says Sally. It's awful hard to get into that locker room.
That's right. I tried already. Well, I really didn't try to get in. I knew I couldn't, but... one day I had to go talk to the coach afterwards, and I had to wait and send somebody in for him, and it's a little awkward.
Sally's also got a staff. You guessed it, all boys, but to date, they don't seem to mind taking orders from Sally Tolles, the sports editor. The Citizens Ecology Club of Kentucky is going to meet tomorrow night at 7 at St. Jerome Church next to Fairdale High School. On tap is the monthly presentation. It's called the Polluter of the Month Award, and if you think you'd be out of the bracket to go, you're wrong. 60% of the more than 500 members are high school and college students. Anybody that wants to drop in is more than welcome, and for those that can't make it, we'll tell you what goes on tomorrow night.
Twirling lights, flying objects, and now golden eggs from the sky. Down in Savannah, Georgia, the last 2 weeks have been full of reports of people who said they've seen flying saucers, UFOs of many descriptions. But some people think that what they're seeing in Savannah are things that have been there all the time, and that all these unidentified objects aren't really unidentified at all. One of those is a Savannah radio executive named Jim Ridings.
No, there's a remarkable variance in different things like... circular objects that glow and grow dim and then grow very bright, and others multicolored lights, and some are bright objects with lights on the top, a red light, a beacon kind of thing. There is quite a variety, and of course the golden egg that fell out of the sky last night.
What is this that everybody seen?
Well, I have no idea. I was interested in UFOs a number of years ago, enough to know that this sort of thing seems to occur pretty regularly. Anybody who's been in the military and worked with heavy radar knows that there are dozens of unexplained sightings during, say, a month's period. And I think now that that somebody's aware, you know, somebody's been looking up and somebody saw something. Now that everybody else looks up, they're seeing airplanes and space junk re-entering and burning up and meteors and all sorts of things like that.
In other words, what they're seeing has been there all the time, but they're just not noticing it?
That's right. They now have the occasion to look because somebody else saw a UFO.
But then who knows? UFOs or no, at least they're having fun in Savannah these days. White communicating for WKLO.
Louisville Trinity and Lexington Lafayette and Paris are the leaders in their respective classes in the first week of the Kentucky High School football ratings by the UPI Board of Coaches. The defending class AAA champ, Trinity, is a near unanimous choice after disposing of Louisville Central 40-20 last Friday night. The Shamrocks garner all but one first place ballot. That's going to second place, say next. WKLO communicating at 11:16.
Just the other night I was home and...
Kentuckiana communicates. The president, you think he can make 1973 a meaningful year?
Well, I hope so. He hasn't worked too well with the Congress so far, but if he'll get together with the Congress and get on the right track, it might be more meaningful.
Lucy Hellman, Louisville. Kentuckiana weather just ahead. A much more boogie with Johnny Williams. Look for clear and cool overnight. Sunny and mild tomorrow. Low 55, high tomorrow 77. In Lexington, it's 71. Bowling Green, 73. And in Louisville, it's 73 degrees. For Bix, downtown, St. Matthews, and Doxmoor, this is Michael Scott. It's 10 minutes past 11. This is Michael Scott. WKLO communicates. You remember that star of the heavens that was to be the biggest thing since Bobby Sox and Jerry Cokes? It's turning out to be a flop. Comet Kohoutek is now visible to the United States. That's if there's no pollution, if there are no clouds. Tom Boone, the director of the Rao Planetarium, and some others go atop a 12-story building tonight to look for Kohoutek. For their troubles, they freeze their fannies.
We were set, and it didn't happen. This was the night, insofar as we could tell, for viewing the comet. It was the first clear night that we had in a month, really. And everything was clear in the sky. We could see Venus. We could see Jupiter. We could see on the other side of the sky the full moon, or the almost full moon. And right at that 10-degree spot above the horizon, there were some icy clouds, and we couldn't see one thing.
Tom Boone predicts that if you don't catch the comet before January 12, you're out of luck, unless you have a telescope. Who says it never rains in Southern Cal? That story is next on WKLO. Communicate.
There's not much sales.
This past summer and fall, Los Angeles went for five straight months without a rain worthy of notice. Now it has rained for five straight days, and the place is coming apart at the seams. Mudslides have choked the Pacific Coast Highway leading northward to San Francisco. The cliffs were denuded of vegetation by brush fires last year, and there's nothing to hold the rock and mud.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
Novelty to Southern Californians, but in the last few days, drifts 4 feet high blocked the passes, and cars had to move in convoys through the mountains.
Beneath its snowy metal golden sea, the unmown grass lies waiting for its gold to turn to green. The snowbird sings a song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring.
This is Jack Fox in sunny Los Angeles.
The Citizens Ecology Club, the group that awards the Polluter of the Month Award, will be sending a delegation to Frankfurt tomorrow to lay some words on the lawmakers. State President Mike Shelton raps with WKLO Communicates about the legislation they want passed.
Well, there have already been a couple of bills pre-filed that would further limit the areas that can be strip mined.
and we will be backing those. However, if anyone introduces a bill that would abolish strip mining, we would switch our allegiance to that. As far as non-returnable bottles are concerned, a bill has already been introduced which would levy a heavy deposit upon those that cannot be returned, and we will be backing that bill.
Sheldon says that the group will be packing a lunch and hiking it to the Capitol several times while the assembly is doing business. Things go better with a plastic pop bottle, maybe. Three major soda pop companies announced plans to start test marketing plastic bottles in place of glass or cans, but the good news is mixed with the bad. Environment magazine says the plastic bottles will be lighter and less breakable than glass bottles and more visually attractive than cans. The bad news comes when you take the last swallow and toss the container in the fireplace. Nitro resin produces a deadly cyanide gas when burned at low temperatures. Kentucky uses a new offense, slaps his own defense on Georgia in the second half tonight to come from behind and whip the Bulldogs 80-74. Turn your heads upward and go without food. WKLO's Dave White looks at this week's activities.
Forgive, love, unite. In that order, apparently. January 9th, Wednesday, is Day of National Prayer and Fasting for the Watergate Crisis. Locally, it's sponsored by the Unification Church, which says we as concerned American citizens must take a responsible stand in healing and uniting our nation in the spirit of forgiveness and love. The local coordinator is Tom McDevitt.
It's been happening in every state in the Union. It started in Washington, D.C., and started with a full-page statement published by the Reverend Sun Myung Moon, who's our founder, in the New York Times and the Washington Post.
So the day of prayer and fast is Wednesday, January 9th. Now, on the 10th day...
On January 10th, there'll be a rally downtown in the River City Mall, which will bring together over 100 of our young people from the Midwestern states. And the rally will include several key speakers, some singing, signing of petitions, handing out literature, and also will be used to generate a lot of interest and support in what we're doing.
Dave White communicating for WKLO.
The four-wheeler ain't what it used to be. It may have been an American who had invented the 389 four-speed on the floor with the four-barrel carb and mag wheels, but U.S. cars aren't thought of much anymore. And Europe, at least. The 1973 Car of the Year awards, given out in 74, are dished out in Europe. In the top American auto, the Ford Mustang II comes in eighth place. The car chosen Car of the Year by European motoring journalists is the Mercedes 450. Fiat second, and the Honda Civic goes third. WKLO, communicating at 11:16. Kentuckiana communicates. Harvey Sloan, what you think of the job he's doing?
Since he's been in, I haven't seen the changes, you know. Only thing that he has done.
Gwen Williams, Louisville. Louisville environment. Just ahead of much more music with Ryan Lake. Look for cloudy and cold. Snow tomorrow, changing to rain. Pollution index is 46 in the acceptable range. Low 18, high tomorrow 35. In Lexington, it's 23. Bowling Green, 26. And in Louisville, it's 25 degrees. This is Michael Scott. It's 10 minutes past 6. This is Michael Scott, WKLO News. Slipping and sliding. Fortunately, the temperature doesn't drop while you sleep at night. The rain falls mainly in the plains, and it's freezing only in spots. Roads look good. Good to Sergeant Bobby Brooks of the County Mounties.
Right now, well, they're just wet and a lot of water on them because it's still raining, but no freezing yet.
Now and then you'll hit a slick spot. Watch out for overpasses and side streets. If you think you've got it bad, your neighbors have nightmares. Eight cars, two semis, and a couple of fire trucks collide on an entrance ramp to the Sherman Minton Bridge at night. The homemade junkyard closes the bridge for 3 hours. Fortunately, no one seriously hurt. However, one of the cars dangles over the guardrail for a while. The weatherman is kind to some. There will be no school at the following Kentucky locations: Oldham, Henry, Carroll, Grant, Meade, Owen, and Trimble counties. In Indiana, Crawford County takes the day off. As of now, there will be school at all Louisville City and Jefferson County schools, as well as Floyd and Clark County schools in Indiana. Your bread's gonna get a rise. Baking industry man Bill Meade says the loaf will go up to a buck if Uncle Sam don't cut off wheat exports. Assistant Agriculture Secretary Carol Brunthaver is needing his own prediction.
We do not see again that the price of bread should go up. The cost of wheat in bread is only 4.8 cents. The wheat price is down the limit today. We're doing everything we can to make sure that we have adequate supplies of wheat in the spring. And I think these actions will pay off.
Economics of another kind. Unemployment in Louisville increases 0.2% in December. 3.2% of the workforce are on the streets. Some good news, though. The number of people holding jobs increases. Hank's got his suitcase packed. He'll be off in the big white bird. The latest U.S. winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, Hank Kissinger, splits Washington tonight for his third trip to the Middle East since the Arab-Israeli war began in October. He'll confer with Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir. Who knows? Hank may be in the running for this year's Peace Prize. He said he'd be back. Your governor wraps with a joint session of the General Assembly, his second affair with legislators in as many days. This time, Wendell Ford officially kicks off the 1974 bicentennial celebration. He talks about the celebration's purpose.
Focus public attention on the proud heritage and future potential of Kentucky. The promise of greatness has always been inherent in the state's fertile soil, rich natural resources, and its central location. However, it was and is the genius of its people, given freedom and opportunity under a democratic constitution, which has grown our state to its position of cultural and economic prosperity.
Metro traffic light, the brave break. Watch out for those slick spots. Get out the china and put a pot of coffee on. WKLO's Don Folsom looks over the White House guest list.
In line with his efforts to organize international action on the energy crisis, the president has invited the foreign ministers of 8 Western industrialized nations to a Washington meeting on February 11th. The 8 are Canada, France, West Germany, Great Britain, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands, and Norway. At the same time, Mr. Nixon notified the Arab-dominated Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries of the Consumers Conference and suggested that a later meeting between oil producers and consumers be held.
Are the United States and others really trying to do their part? Time will tell. The world's major oil-producing nations are going to freeze prices for 3 months to give the Western world a chance to curb inflation and control oil company profits. Mitch McConnell is Jefferson County Republican Executive Committee Chairman with a few words for Jefferson County Judge Todd Hollenbach, a Democrat. McConnell says Hollenbach is putting his relatives on the public payroll. Hollenbach says no one should be discriminated against because of race, sex, or parentage. WKLO News Time, 6:15. WKLO Sports, the Cincinnati Bearcats for the second time this season knock off the University of Louisville basketball Cardinals. In Cincy, the Bearcats win 77-70. Around here, high school bucketball takes place in the Jefferson County tourney. Valley beats Fairdale, Doss over Moore. TJ whips PRP, Butler edges J-Town, and Wagoner outlasts Southern. The Texas Rangers pick Southern Cal shortstop Roy Smalley as the top choice in baseball's free agent draft. Smalley's anxious to get in those pro leagues.
I'm elated. I don't know that I'm a major leaguer yet. I'm certainly going to give it my best shot, but I'm just elated to be part of this organization. I couldn't be happier.
Kentuckiana's talking about the two sexes. You think they're equal yet?
Well, I don't think things are really equal yet, because really, by this women's lib, the women are really hurting themselves, because a woman can't do a man's job. And if she wants to be muscular or all of that, she can. But really, I don't think I can do a man's job, and I wouldn't want to. I'd rather stick with my house cleaning and going to the store and doing a woman's job.
Rosalind Cotton, Louisville. Louisville environment just ahead of much more music with Bill Love. Look for a traveler's advisory this morning. Freezing rain causing slick bridges and overpasses. Warmer with occasional rain and a few thunder showers. Some locally heavy late this morning. Pollution index is in the acceptable range. High today, 38. Low tonight, 35. In Lexington, it's 34. Bowling Green, 35. And in Louisville, it's 32 degrees. This is Michael Scott.